The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All right, 802 ESPN 975-737-80-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. We get this email that gives us all kinds of stories. And there are a bunch of 100-year-olds were asked, what is the main reason that you've stayed alive this long? And number one answer was ignore traditional dietary advice, and number two was eat a healthy diet. Stay active, positive attitude. Number five, drink alcohol regularly. Guess what?
Who put this out?
But then number six says abstain from alcohol and smoking.
Mixed messages.
Yeah.
You know what today is?
National Taco Day.
It's also National Vodka Day.
National Vodka Day, too?
Now, usually it's tequila with tacos. It is National Taco Day. I know our friends over at Jack's Grill, who I don't know if they started advertising here, but they're going to be here. And yep, National Taco Day and National Vodka Day. That's a real thing.
Also, do you know the...
National Vodka Day's got its own website. Wow. NationalVodkaDay.com.
Are you going to drink some? October 4th. What are you going to drink some?
Yeah.
What are you going to drink? Are you a Tito's guy?
Yeah.
I
like Texas Tail, too. It's local. It's a little harder to find. Honestly, I don't know. I don't want to just regular vodka tonic. You know what? I may go over right down the street, Post Oak. They got to... Caracol, see what Sean Beck's got dialed up. You know, he listens to the show. One of the best sommeliers and beverage guys in Houston is a huge sports fan. Huge. He's been listening for years. So shout out Sean Beck over at Hugo's and
You go ahead. I was
Sochi
at
Sochi and all those places.
I was at Del Frisco's last night.
They'll have some good drinks. Yeah, they'll have some good drinks.
Nick Garcia's over there, and he's unbelievable.
Shout out Nick Garcia.
Yeah, way to go. We had a wonderful Frankie's in town, so we had a few cocktails, and we had a few cocktails, Del. I want her to live to 100, okay? That's right. If you drink regularly.
It just sounds so weird, like, my daughter came back, so we went out drinking together. Just like, that just seems like something that will end up on a Dr. Phil or something.
Do you think that it was a good idea that you went and had drinks with your daughter, who was already going to LSU in the first place, with multiple, I don't know, arrests or penalties or tickets or whatever for when she was driving when she was 8? Yeah. Does that sound like a good idea or a bad idea?
That guy's from Dallas, isn't he?
Sounds like a good idea to me. Sounds like she's just fine. Sounds like she's a normal, well-adjusted
kid.
Dr.
Phil, I don't want him in my business. Like, Dr. Phil, you know what? running your kid. No, actually, Dr. Phil does believe in some discipline, though. So he's like,
yeah, I'm all about that.
Like, he's, oh, really? John's sports map article? John has a very sarcastic tone in his sports map article,
that
by the way.
That is not true.
Very sarcastic.
It's heartfelt.
But he talks about,
I give my apologies to the city of Houston.
I want to do this. I want to just use this segment because it's not very long. If you had a coach of some sort that was old school with punishments, like, and I don't care if it's running, grabbing you by the face mask, whatever, just the most brutal coach that you ever had who just, you just think, man, how about this guy? We had this guy and he would do this, this, and this. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I'll check you out on Twitter too if you want to send a tweet. I don't know that a lot of people are going to beat yours. How about your two coaches that you had?
Yeah. Coach Conrath was the defensive line coach. And
they'll see what you think about Coach Conrath's tactics.
Coach Conrath would walk around with a baseball bat. And when his defensive linemen were misaligned, okay, not lined up in their proper place, he would hit them with the baseball bat and move them to where they were supposed to be.
Was it like
nudge
a prodding?
Or yeah. Swing?
Pardon me?
Was it a nudge or a swing?
It was just a hit. Hit him on the butt. Hit him on the leg.
But he had a baseball bat in his hands.
Baseball bat. He walked around every practice with a baseball bat.
Not like a little stick or a cane.
No, it was a baseball bat. He walked around with a wooden baseball bat the whole practice. And you know what his defensive linemen did? They lined up correctly.
Were they any good?
They were good. We were state champs, bro.
Come on, Dale.
And then the basketball coach was also the PE coach.
Yep.
He had a giant wooden paddle with huge holes in it, and if you acted up in PE, guess what you got? A fresh one. Okay. With
John uses the term fresh one in the article too,
with hole indentations on your butt, because, and bruh, it hurt.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, it hurt.
Let's get Jesse in here. What's up, Jesse? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Y'all were asking for coaching stories.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't play high school football here. I played high school football in a little town. Anyways, but my coach used to grab me by the face mask all the time and just rip me up one side and down the other, and then I would just go out there and destroy somebody. It would just infuriate me beyond all belief.
See?
And I loved it.
You just had to play mad.
That's it.
Because I think truly kids want discipline and they want corrected when they do wrong. So
I don't know if the kids wanted
that sort of thing. It didn't bother me one bit when Jimbo Fisher grabbed that guy by the face.
Not me either. Not
one. Kids need that.
You're damn right.
Kids need that to get their attention.
And like I said, appreciate it, Jesse. Like I said, I've got a son playing college ball, and if my son was acting the fool out there on the field, and a coach grabbed his face mask, I'd be just fine with it. Matter of fact, I'd encourage it, because you act the fool, you deserve to be treated like the fool. So
we've got something at home where I will make the kids put a helmet on now, so I can grab them by their face mask.
That's cool.
That's a new thing we're doing after this week. Well, we just started.
I don't have kids,
like,
but
we call it the discipline helmet.
I don't have kids, but I will walk around the neighborhood with the helmet. Put a helmet on a kid and just yank them by the face mask and say, hey, you shouldn't be playing in the street. It's dangerous.
Nobody yanks anybody by the face mask.
I'm just trying to get your attention.
A yank could be a simple yank to the side or left. I grab it and say, hey, it's dangerous out here. You might want to look both ways before you cross the street.
If the kid don't look both ways, guess what's going to happen? He's going to get hit by a car.
Or,
you know what he'll remember next time? If you yank his face mask, he'll remember to look both ways.
That's why I do it. It's for the safety of the children in the neighborhood.
I think me and Big Aggie.
You're just doing a public service.
Yep.
Me and Big Aggie Steve had the same coach, I think. He said, I had one coach that went sans pads and helmet against the O-line and got a bloody head. Well, that's just dumb. In eighth grade, we had a coach named Coach Ocker. And Coach Ocker buzz cut, like, this is what a PE coach is supposed to look like. He was the eighth grade football coach. Coach Ocker wasn't happy with how the running back was running it. So he said, I'm going to get back there. And this guy was probably, well, I'm trying to remember now. Everyone seems so old when you're younger. But he's probably in his 50s, German guy. And he goes, I'm going to run it. And he goes, scat right or whatever it was. And he goes, you guys, I'm going to run the ball. You guys try to tackle me. And Kirby Sherrod, who was the linebacker, was like, oh, what a blessing. I get a free shot on Coach Ocker. Coach Ocker, he goes, he gets the ball, he goes, run with your pads low. And he dips down, bends at the knees, the hips, and he's running real low, right into the hole, drops his head. And I mean, Kerbo, bang! And Coach Ocker is, now, Coach Ocker's a little dazed. He goes, that's how you run the ball. And he's got a cut on the top of his forehead at his headline, and there's blood starting to trickle down. And the player's like, ooh, like they're trying to hold in their excitement that the coach tried to go head to head, helmet to helmet, but no helmet.
With no helmet. Head to helmet.
Into the coach. One of my coaches was a hard ass and would always say, what you going to do about it? Cry, baby. Cry about it. That just seems like that guy had issues.
Kyle, let's get these in quick. Let's go. Kyle, what's your story?
Good morning, guys. So if we ever fumbled during a game, we had an inside track around our stadium. Our coach would get out a pom-pom for the cheerleaders. We had to walk around the track with a pom-pom.
until the possession was over. You had to walk around pom-poms?
I love
walk
that.
Walk around the pom-pom from a visitor on the visitor side and our side.
Hollywood. Wait, during the game?
Yeah, during the game.
During the game?
Yeah, because cheerleaders were there.
Wait a minute.
Yep,
during the game, you fumble.
Can't play. You might as well cheer.
That's a little too much.
Jason, what's your coaching story?
I'll make it quick. 1986, Knox Junior High in the Woodlands, guilty by association. Friends of mine got kicked out of a football game. I did not. We went in Monday morning. All six of us got SWAT.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's supposed to happen.
It's what you get for when your friends are like that. Yep. Sometimes I tell my sons, if one of them messes up, say, all of you are in trouble.
That's it.
Because you're all on a team together. Well, they don't like that accountability thing. Hollywood Hop says, had a coach grab me by the face mask and spit dip in my face one time. I hope that was an accident, not on purpose.
Well, unless he hocked a dip loogie. That's unfortunate. Brian, what's your coaching story?
First of all, my coaches had that same paddle with the holes in it, I knew exactly about that. No, we had an ex-Navy SEAL coach, and he was our strength and conditioning coach and lineman coach, and he actually split one of our players' face mask or helmet right on top with his forehead in the off-season program. So he hit him with his forehead, split the guy's helmet right down the middle, and then we went to practice later on.
Holy crap. You're listening to that coach now. Navy SEAL coach, okay, and splitting face masks with his head.
That is a that will get your attention. Yeah.
814 ESPN 97.5. I got to tell you about but you know what's a good bet? Houston tonight.
Oh, we got some good ones. Listen, we got some good stories still.
Houston tonight -18. I think so. I like it.
I mean, so Tulsa can't throw it. I don't think they've hit 200 in a game yet.
No,
if they get behind against Houston, how are they gonna come back?
Well, how are you going to bet it? You go to mybookie.ag, put in promo code radio. They'll match your first deposit. If you only like this one bet, all right, then just bet one thing, okay? Bet these Cougs tonight, -18. As a matter of fact, that's going to be my play. Cougs -18 tonight against Tulsa. So if you're looking for a great way to play, get paid, all right? When you play and you win, you get paid. Eric, Lance, he's a listener. He said, oh, yeah, I won a 19 parlay, picked up $1,000, already took out my initial deposit. They paid me my initial deposit, so now I'm just playing with their money for the rest of the time. See that? Good night. And how? Take that, mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.
We are still doing Football Friday, so listen tomorrow for your chance to win. And not only win a prize, but be entered into the grand prize drawing for a trip to Amelia Island and Jacksonville, Florida. We'll send you there. And once you're there, you get a chance to possibly watch a team from Houston play a team from Jacksonville in a professional football game. That trip includes Round trip air transportation, 4-day rental car, hotel accommodations at the Hampton Inn Suites at Amelia Island. Tickets to the football game, as I mentioned, at TIAA Bank Field in Jacksonville. It'll be October 21st. You get a parking pass plus a round of golf for two at Amelia National Golf and Country Club, all courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. For more information and contest rules, visit ESPN975.com. Now back to John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Lenny says, my son played high school football recently, and this kind of thing still goes on. His coach once after practice let the kids have their cookies, but would not let them have their juice box. They had to eat three cookies with no juice to wash it down. Horrifying.
Oh, my God.
How these kids are going to be able to put up with that? It's unbelievable.
Keith said, we had a coach in high school that would headbutt you while you were wearing a helmet, and he wasn't. So at least once a year, he would headbutt someone, and the rest of practice, his face would just pour out with blood. He would tell us blood makes the grass grow. That's definitely a Marine thing to say.
Ty, we can't. No. Tulsa spelt backwards? No.
No.
Well, that has nothing to do with the football game.
Uh-uh.
Tulsa spelt backwards.
No one needs hashtags.
Spelled backwards has nothing to do with how this football game. Oh, my God.
Well, I had a basketball coach that he stopped practice one time, went in and made us, this is Bob Knight move, went in and made us, Coach House was, this is just his moves. One time he made somebody get in a trash can, I remember. Another time he made, I can't remember if he did that. I know Bob Knight did that to the one kid, the big one. I think he actually committed suicide. Who was with the Rockets.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
But, no, I do
he
remember,
hated his Bobby Knight experience.
Hated him. I do remember we had to go in and get toilet. Like, he didn't say anything. And he made us go in and go into the bathroom. We're like, what are we doing? He had just stopped practice. He goes, go get some toilet paper. Like, okay. Mm. He goes, now, wipe all the ship off your hands. Because you're getting it all over my basketballs with how bad you are. Stuff like that. We're like, oh, it's a funny joke. It. That was a funny one. It wasn't funny after we lost a tournament at finals to Willow Ridge. And it was, he caught what he said, we were going to have a track meet on Monday when we got to school. So I just caught a stomach virus, so I didn't have to go. And everybody else on the team went to the football stadium, up and down the steps all day long. And when they weren't doing that, they're running circles around the track. I was at home like, I think my stomach hurts. The John Harris's of the world, the Mac Joneses.
Oh, you're the Earl Thomas of the team. Ways.
Oh, I absolutely bailed because I knew what was coming.
Earl Thomas.
They weren't happy with me.
Yeah, I guess not.
My teammates weren't happy that I got sick on the day of the quote-unquote track meet. Yeah.
Nice.
I just call myself smart.
Look at all these coaching stories.
I'm just smart. Sorry.
Can we go to Raymundo first?
No, uh-huh. Raymundo.
Yeah, Raymundo.
Okay, Raymundo has a coaching story. Let's hear Raymundo's coaching. Well, you'll see. Hey, Raymundo.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, Raymundo?
How are you guys doing?
Good, Raymundo.
Awesome. Well, believe it or not, guys, back when I was in high school, I played football, and I was straight at the time. And then I was trying to better my football ability, so I went to a football camp. And the coach actually at the time kind of took advantage of me, and that's how I turned out to be the way I am now.
All right. Delete. Off.
That is not
hang up,
true.
Down. Hang
is,
up.
What do you mean?
Hang
you don't up. Know if it's not true.
That's not true.
Hang up.
We hear things all the time about
hang up, Del.
Kids going to camps and then stuff happening.
Andrew, hang up.
Yes.
I think you're all. Being a little discriminatory.
All. No, that didn't happen. Raymundo. Okay, first of all,
wait,
you didn't play football.
You don't know that.
I know it.
We know it.
His story is,
and his
could be just as true as all these other stories.
That's all. Let's get Bruce has some advice on this U of H Tulsa bet. What do you say, Bruce?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk to y'all about gambling on that game tonight, the U of H game. And I wanted to tell you a little trick I've been doing using my bookie. And what I'll do is I'll deposit like $100. And then I'll just, I've done it like 8 times now. I'll deposit like $100 and they give you the bonus. And then I immediately withdraw my money and I just gamble with their money. So I've been I've been betting like every single night, so I've taken on. They've given me like $800 for free.
Well, there you
so
go,
far.
John. I'm sure your advertisers will be happy to hear that. Bruce, what you're finessing the game and you're self snitching.
That's not how it works, though. So why Bruce is lying because that's not how it works.
Because you gotta, it's gotta be vested.
Yeah,
you gotta have it in a certain amount of time.
Yeah, and you have to bet a certain
play a certain
to get
so they
to
release
get
it.
To,
yeah, yeah. Right. They didn't just start.
That's not
like,
how it
oh,
works.
Oh man. This guy Bruce is killing us.
Yeah, damn it. We're, well, I don't know how we're losing every.
We got
oh,
loopholed by Bruce. Bruce loopholed us.
Bruce just outsmarted us.
Look, his story and Raimundo's story, both true.
They're neither of them true.
Neither,
neither of them are true.
0-2.
Eric is here. He's got a coaching story. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Listen, we had a coach in junior high. A guy was missing an arm, had it amputated about the elbow. This guy's nub fit perfectly in our face mask, and he would literally stick his nub in our face mask and drag us around the field with his nub inside of our face mask looking at us. I mean, it was wild.
This is not the segment I was hoping for, Dell. Why do you like this segment so much, Dell?
It's awesome.
You got dragged around by the nub?
It fit perfectly in the face mask? You get pulled around. I mean,
come with me.
Everything about this segment feels like Black
I love
Mirror.
That.
Let me get a real one. If we fought in practice, our coach would make us hold hands and skip a full lap around the track, says Jerry. Can you imagine? I've seen the hold hands thing before. I haven't seen the skip.
Skipping,
added to
that's
it.
Awesome.
The skip's just another.
Do you have
level.
A problem? I got just changing the subject for a minute here. This Houston cop. He was working the Drake concert, and he's taking a picture of this woman from behind. Mm-hmm. Do you have a real problem with that?
If I don't have a problem in real life with men doing it, then why would I have a problem with a cop?
I mean,
doing it?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't think it's right to do it. But what I'm saying is, what's the difference?
What's,
I don't think regular people should just be taking pic. But it's going to happen.
Well,
so what's
why
the difference?
Can't cops? If they're,
that's what I'm saying. What's the difference?
It's he's still a guy taking a picture of a creep shot of a woman.
I mean,
it's
creep shots are creep shots.
I don't care if he's wearing a badge. He's still a dude being creepy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a creeper move. What are you going to do?
Right. Listen.
We've all taken creep shots at different things where you don't want to be caught.
Yeah.
Like I caught, like there was somebody at a poker table that looked like somebody else. I want to take a picture and send it to a friend because he looked just like somebody else. I know.
I saw Poker Bay at the. She came back. She was back there, and I told her. I said, "My buddies that were on the radio took a creepy picture of you too."
Snitcher.
No, I wanted. I wanted her to see it.
No, that's a snitch move. We call that a bitch.
She was looking, and she said, "Oh, I want to see it."
You just dry snitched.
Yeah, but you don't know what her response would have been.
What's it going to be? What's she going to do?
It was weeks
later. She could have been creeped
out.
By the way, she couldn't find it.
A woman could have been creeped out by it.
My husband, who's in the Yakuza, to handle this. Then all of a sudden, it just goes way sideways, and I'm like,
and then,
that's real.
And then she's like, and then John's like, oh, I'm not going to tell you who did it. And then John's being tortured until he gives up the names.
Right before the torturing, like,
yeah,
okay,
I'll
tell you who it was. And
Yakuza? Raheel did it.
I was like, no.
It was Raheel. It was him taking a picture of Raheel, standing in front of her, but it was really just a picture of her.
I was taking a picture of Raheel doing Longhorn. He did Longhorns.
Yeah, well, whatever.
We've got Raimundo's coach.
Raimundo's.
No, don't get Raimundo's coach in.
Yes.
Wait, we got to see what Raimundo's coach says about this.
Okay, hold on. Roger, Mr. Goodell, I'm off this segment. I'm getting ready to leave. We'll see.
Raimundo's coach is here. Hey, Raimundo's coach.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
I tell you what, Raimundo, heck of a linebacker, outside linebacker, had speed. And I just want to say it's true what he said. Sorry.
So this is not Apology Friday. You're not sorry, and it's not true.
Are these the guys from that warehouse?
Coach, you said it was true.
Are these the guys from the warehouse?
It's the guys from the warehouse.
That's a figure. It sounds like a guy from the warehouse.
Pretty much the guys
from the warehouse. Hey, Raheel chimed in. John, he calls you a snitch, John.
That's not snitching. Yeah, I told her, hey, you were famous. She was like, oh, I want to see it.
You're not famous. We just two
you're
guys
famous
have
within
it.
A group text. Not even a group text. Two guys.
Yeah, no, but she was looking John for it. She was like, I didn't see it. I want to see it. I was like, oh, sorry.
It's erased. It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore? Well, that's a shame. She wanted to see it. I want to tell you right now about Allied Siding and Windows. Allied is a Leonard Courtright company. He's the man, okay? A family-owned business for years and years and years. And it's the best. I kind of feel like there's a lot of siding companies out there, but when you go and you see the James Hardy plank, it is unbelievable how good it's the MVP. It is the it sounds like the MVP, doesn't it? The James Hardy plank? Yeah, because it is the MVP. It's the MVP of siding. And with the non-prorated 30-year warranty, it's about $150 a month for you to put this in. I mean, that's just an unbelievably low price to increase the value of your home by so much. If you get a whole home siding purchase, they'll also give you a $500 Amazon gift certificate. Just mention my name. They call 713 Windows. Been around for 30 years, 40,000 customers, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. It just cannot be better. Go with the name, and that's Allied Siding and Windows. They're the best. 713 Windows, 713 Windows. If you're looking to improve the value of your home, 713 Windows.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, dust off your lederhosen and lace up your dirndls. Carboctoberfest is back and better than ever. It's the last weekend of this three-week celebration. We got two tickets to this Friday's Carboctoberfest night event. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7, featuring the Texas Gentlemen. There will also be free beer garden festivities starting at 5 each night. You can get ticket information and complete Carboctoberfest lineup at carbockbrewing.com. Carbockbrewing.com. So there's that.
Nice.
We got two tickets to it. All right, at 8:45 exactly, you'll call 713-780-3776. So we got to get rid of some of these calls. I mean, it's just you started this coaching thing, and it's just gone crazy.
Got a good Lamar Odom story to get to in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Let's get Cab in here though. He wants to talk about the Rockets. What do you say, Cab?
Hey, this is Cab from yesterday. I want to apologize for yesterday, but I wanted to talk about the Rockets. The thing about the Rockets, all these people you guys keep claiming to be alpha dogs, no matter how many alpha dogs you have, it's still a pecking order. James Harden is the top of that pecking order list. Then you got Chris. The bottom line is everybody is coming for one goal. One goal is to win that championship. And with that being said, Carmelo Anthony is going to fall into place because this is his last hurrah. There's no other opportunities for him to get a championship ring. And I just feel like Chris's opportunity is slowly slipping by also. So with that being said, look, that pecking order list, Chris is going to get everybody in line. James is going to be the main alpha dog doing what he needs to do to be the scorer. I would love to see Jimmy Butler come here. Even with Jimmy Butler coming here, you talk about four alpha dogs. Jimmy Butler would fall in the line too. You still need somebody to be able to guard LeBron. You still need somebody to be able to guard Kevin Durant. That would be a great fit, and I think Chris would keep it all clean, all smooth. Everything would be copacetic, and I just think that there's not going to be the headache and the drama that you guys are talking about.
Yeah, I don't know that your pecking order is correct. If you want to know the truth,
by the way, that there was not the great pecking order in Oklahoma City already.
Yeah, I don't think that pecking order is correct. If you want to know the truth, it's probably Chris Paul and PJ Tucker.
This is James's team.
It's James's team, but James is the most talented. But James ain't the alpha dog in the locker room.
No, PJ is.
Yeah. According to all, to everybody that is inside this place, because here's what James did, and it was embarrassing. When Charles Barkley and Shaq called him out during the playoffs for his Ole defense and being... Mm-hmm. It was embarrassing how bad it was and how unrespected he would be. He wouldn't be respected that locker room because he wasn't doing what the alpha dog has to do, and that's give everything that he possibly could to win that basketball game because he wouldn't play on the defensive end. In comes P.J. Tucker. In comes Chris Paul. And they're not afraid to get in James' face and tell him. We saw it where they'll say, dude, you know, hey, you know, you got to wait, or whatever the case may be.
Chris Paul did in the playoffs against the Jazz.
Yes, yes. So I'm not, I think, Cab, you're off on this thing, quite frankly.
But what he did say is that Chris will keep things in line, which falls in line with what you were talking about.
I do think he's right that Carmelo would have to fall in line here because he's.
But I don't know that it's a given.
Well, Carmelo has, I think, that sachet with the players because of what he's done in his career. I don't think now he has that respect, though, that they would have for somebody that would show them how to win. That's not, you know, when you go to the Patriots, you pay deference to Tom Brady because he's a winner. Even if you've been trouble your whole career, we've seen so many guys that had troubles at other places. They fall in line.
But these guys do know. Here's the difference. They do know him on a personal level. They're friends with him on a personal level. They have played together on national teams. Like, they know what Carmelo's about. He does have a history, a background of being a really good player. Like, there's a respect level for him. The problem's going to be if Carmelo understands. You know, the idea that he's just going to fall in line and whatever happens, happens, and he's just going to deal with it. You don't know that until you get there, because he probably thinks he's still, when he's on his game, a dominant player, and he's a role player.
Yeah.
He's just a role player, so you need to get treated like a role player. And
he ain't going to be treated like a role player. Never going to be treated like a role player.
There won't be that
respect for him. But again, yeah, you're right. I mean, and will he fall in line if his minutes go down because
Will he get along with D'Antoni? If Mike D'Antoni is trying to do what's best for the team, is Carmelo going to be cool with that? We can't just act like Chris Paul will make him happy with his minutes, because he may not be happy with his minutes.
No, no.
Not if he's not making threes.
Oh, no. And it could be, again, it could be a cancerous situation.
But it doesn't mean it's going to be.
No. No,
it's got that.
It could be combustible. Longhorn Keith wants to talk about the Red River Shootout. What do you say, Longhorn Keith?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Real, real good. Hey, before I get to my take, man, I just want to let y'all know y'all are causing me some trouble in my house, man. I've been doing this for years, though, but just recently. I support just about every sponsor y'all talk about. Even to the point, John, it got so bad, we were having some people over, and we're having some folks over for the game last week, and I even went out and bought Coors Light, and I don't even drink Coors Light. My wife was like, is this some more John and Lance BS? Like, what are you talking about?
Did you hear that, like, Coors Light? He went out and bought Coors Light because he loves the bench. How about that?
Yeah, so anyway, man, I'm trying to fight that battle off, man. And by the way, yesterday, John, thanks for the funniest moment on radio when you were talking about the sex shop and having a guy or getting a dog that don't talk back. How great of an idea is
that?
That
must be when I was off.
Yeah, you missed that part. Commissioner Goodell's happy you weren't there.
Hey, so, but real quick, man, I want to get to, and Lance, I'll see you up in Dallas, man. Okay. Hey, but I wanted to talk about, Lance, you brought up a point earlier about what Texas needs to do to win. And I'll tell you, one of the things that's concerning me about this game, I'm positive. My positives are I'm loving the fact that Texas is able to run the ball a whole lot better this year. And with Oklahoma's defense, I'm not really sold on their defense in terms of stopping the run, not just because of the Army game, but because of what I've seen in bits and pieces. But more importantly, as long as you keep their offense off the field, because they're explosive, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, Todd Orlando's got to call probably one of his better games in terms of, because just not trying to attack too much, because once they get by you, they get by you. You guys brought up a great point about how great the Texas defense is tackling this year, and that's great. But the last thing I'll bring up is, Lance, you were talking about Chris Boyd, and I love him, man. I really do. But, man, if he doesn't stop biting on those slow goes, those slant and goes, man, and those out and ups, we're gonna be here for a long day. And I just wanted to get you guys' take on that, man. Thanks a lot.
That's the thing. I mean, your safeties are going to have to be on point, because if they bite on that too hard, those initial moves, and they get double moved even by a sluggo, you're going to be in a lot of trouble, because once Lamb or Brown get the jump on you, it's a wrap. So that's my whole thing. Is I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know how Todd Orlando, what he's going to dial up. Todd Orlando famously dialed up a great game plan for Lamar Jackson when Houston played Louisville 2 years ago. Now he's going to have to do the same thing for Kyler Murray. And we'll see what he comes up with for Kyler Murray. I think he's going to have something. One of the things he did against Louisville, if you want a heads up, is he brought pressure from unexpected places. And he would bring unexpected blitzes off the slot. He was blitzing, overloading sides. He was delayed blitzing. He did a lot of things that confused Lamar Jackson. He may have to do the same thing against a pretty good Oklahoma offensive line and Kyler Murray. Really surprise him with how where he attacks from and how he attacks. So he takes him off his reads and gets him more worried about what's coming and where it's coming from. I think that's going to be the real key.
All right. Who is the AFC Defensive Player of the Month?
That's Jadeveon Clowney. Oh, of the month?
Yeah.
AFC Defensive Player of the Month? Is it JJ?
Thank you.
Okay.
What's what up, Del?
Just want to remind people that at 8:45, right?
Oh, yeah, 8:45, giving away the Carb Oktoberfest. Caller number 5 is going to win it because we got a lot of lines tied up. So we'll just get caller number 5 at 8:45. Whoever calls in at 8:45, you got a chance to win that. Caller number 5, 713-780-3776. That's just a couple of minutes away right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll get all these coaching stories on the other side, catching up. First up, Lance, though, you got to talk about getting some testosterone in your body.
Let me tell you something right now, Mean Gene. If you want to go to Men's T Clinic and you say, I've heard you talk about it a long time, Lance. I finally want to check this out, see if I got low testosterone. See if that's the issues I'm having because I'm just so lethargic and I'm just starting to get the belly fat where I didn't have it before. Good. I'm glad you're going in there. When you go in to any of the four locations, Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, or the Heights, what you're going to find is a process where you fill out your paperwork. They will get you tested. They will have your results within minutes. If you need to go, they can call you and give you your results. But they also work with your insurance. This is a big one to me. They work with your insurance to get as much of it paid for as possible because this is a quality of life issue that is going to be a problem for you moving forward until you get those numbers back to where they should be. And what they do is their testosterone treatments get you back to where you should be, and you start feeling great again. You feel energetic. Your workouts matter more. You see a difference physically in your body type. I mean, get back to being the real you. It's out there. It may have been gone. It may have been gone for several years, but you can get it back. Go to Men's T Clinic. Right there. My spot's in the Heights. It's easy to get to from here, but wherever it is that you're closest to, just stop in and see how easy it is, and they will keep you monitored so that they keep you at the optimal level. MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Man, a full board of calls. It's unbelievable. Angel will be next here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Angel, ¿qué pasó?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I got a question. What's going to be more painful, being 1-4 or losing against the Cowboys?
Losing the Cowboys.
Losing the Cowboys, that'll last.
It's not going to happen, but that would be the more painful thing. They're not going to lose the Cowboys.
Because 1-4 is, well, it's just another lost Texans season. It's what we do.
Dak will just average his way through the game again, and Houston will win by 6.
Yeah, but losing to the Cowboys sticks forever.
Yeah.
Del, can I ask you a question? What does 19-10 mean to you?
Well, I was here, actually. The summer of the Texans' first season is when I moved to Houston. I actually watched that game from a hotel as we were still looking for a house. And I remember Billy Miller scoring a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the Texans beating a team led by Quincy Carter and others.
Yeah.
I do remember it. It's somewhat unfortunate that it's still a top five moment in Texan history.
It's very unfortunate.
But
that'll never go away.
It'll never go away because the Cowboys were the foil for the Texans kicking that ass.
Listen, It's still mentioned to this day, J.J. Watt having Tony Romo in his grasp and letting him go and Tony throwing it down the field. It's still mentioned to this day that that's not one of J.J.'s highlights, okay? So it's much more important to beat the Cowboys than to win a than just to win a football game.
Mm-hmm. Is it what's the explanation? Because the Cowboys are meh and maybe mm-hmm. some usually less than meh.
No, they're the Cowboys.
Yeah. Their fans are generally
a-holes.
I would say 70% of their fan base is probably.
But don't you wish that, considering what the Cowboys have done since the Texans have been in existence, that this game was just didn't really mean much because the Texans have reached greater heights? Don't you kind of wish this? You couldn't. There's nothing laid on this because, oh, it's the Cowboys, whatever. We're far above being concerned about the Cowboys.
It's always, so Dallas has thought they are the city in Texas for years and years. The fact is the Mavericks suck, the Rangers suck, and really the Cowboys suck too. I mean, let's just be honest about that. They all really do. Their city is far behind Houston in terms of food, culture, and people. When Katrina happened, we took in as many people as we possibly could. Dallas was like, I don't know. You guys probably would be better off in San Antonio. That's how Dallas rolls. Dallas, whatever you think of in terms of douchebaggery is like, that's what Dallas is. Like, that's usually pretty symbolic of just an average 26-year-old Dallas male. Is what you're like, yeah, that's what it looks like for sure. So Dallas is just a bad place. It's just a really bad place.
I understand all of that.
Thinks they're a really good place.
I understand all of that completely. My thought is hopefully with Deshaun here, the next time this game rolls around, it's not such a big deal because the Texans have gone on to greater things and the Cowboys are still the Cowboys.
Well, it's like you and the Jets. You know, that's a huge rivalry and always will be. The old Jets.
Yeah, but we play them twice a year. You play the Cowboys every 4 years, is it?
Well, it's like Miami versus, like, the Chargers.
No.
The Battle for the Coast is what they call it.
No one thinks about that game.
It's called the Battle of the Coast.
No one calls it that.
And it's very similar to Sam and Stephen F., where y'all have the Piney Woods.
No, not true.
And then it's the Battle of the Coast.
Not true.
And there's the Copper Bucket.
No.
That whoever wins, and Anthony Lynn is trying to get the Copper Bucket.
No, the Dolphins and the Chargers aren't a Big Ten rivalry where there's some stupid trophy for everything.
The Golden Hammer. And then I never forget when you had... You passed on Drew Brees, and you were able to get Dante Culpepper, and then he lost the Golden Hammer.
But Drew Brees was a Saint, so he wasn't even a Charger then. So it wasn't.
Yeah, but they had a chance to go get Drew Brees in free agency.
It's a stretch.
Yes, they did.
No, you know it.
Stretch.
Google it.
I'm not talking about the actual event where Nick Saban decided to take Dante Culpepper. Congratulations, Nick. That's why you're back in college. A great college coach. The Charger-Dolphin thing is not a real thing.
I feel like it is.
Well, you're making stuff up.
Raiders, Dolphins. That was huge in the 70s.
Yeah, exactly.
Battle for the Coast.
All I'm saying is 4 years from now, when this game rolls around again, I hope the Texans and the fans don't care anymore because the Cowboys will still be sucking and the Texans will be really good.
By then, Texans should have a Super Bowl, right, with Deshaun?
Hopefully. And then this
game
doesn't matter anymore.
Do you feel as good about the Super Bowl Texans?
Yeah.
With Deshaun?
Why would I?
I was just checking.
Why would I not?
I just was checking. Yeah, okay. I just was checking.
After the 3-3, after these two games, then you'll see. Then you'll go, ooh, we're back on, back on track. PD has a gambling question. This should be interesting. Hey, PD.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's say, PD?
Listen, I'm dating this new Alabama honk, and she's kind of tawdry. Trying to bring that term back. Tawdry, have you heard that lately?
Yeah, no, it's a good one, though. I'm glad you're bringing it back. I brought, 4 years ago, I brought butthole back, which didn't go as well. Yeah, I was brought that back. And also, my wife called me dummy because she called me dummy a couple times. I like tawdry, though. I like that PD's tawdry bringing tawdry
word,
back.
Yeah,
sure.
All right, go ahead, PD.
I heard that one lately. I'm bringing it back.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's giving me Auburn and 14 points. And if she loses, she has to get two piercings that I pay for anywhere on her body.
That's tawdry. You got a tawdry one there, PD.
Mm-hmm.
I would say you're not going to win that one. I would ask for a lot more.
Yeah, but they go into the parts of her body that I get to choose. And
well, but don't. Okay, so don't you want to win?
I want to win.
Well, then ask for more points.
No, she ain't going to do that. I was drunk when I made the bet.
Well, what happened? Oh, so it's already made.
Yeah.
What happens if you lose? Please don't say you get Pearson's.
That part ain't decided yet.
Okay.
But if she loses, it'll be in...
Just pray we don't hear about your friend Albert.
Two wet spots on her body.
Okay, PT. The guess is this show has really gone sideways in many ways. It started with Coach's face mask, and it's ended with a PD giving a relatively descriptive...
Right.
Relatively descriptive idea of what his bet entails. I don't want him. I don't want to know what he. If he loses, I don't want to know what happens to him.
Yeah. Right. All right. 856 ESPN 97.5 703-780-3776. I really don't want it. I really. Yeah. That whole PD thing. I'm not even thinking about. If you want to know the truth. Let's talk about saving people money again, Lance. Here. What do you think?
Well, so I've talked about the Bills. One of the biggest savings that they're seeing right now is homeowners insurance, and one of the best ways to do that is simply to text money to 232323. That's an automated system. As soon as you text it, immediately back you'll hear, meep. You look and it says, what is your address? And you'll type in your address, delay, 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 checking HCAD, checking HCAD, checking HCAD, meep. And you look back, and there it is. There's your homeowners insurance quote. And it is basically accurate. You know, within about $50 to $100, that's what your quote is going to be for 6 months. You can get it for a year, whatever you want to do. I think homeowners, I'm trying to remember, I think homeowners is a year, and then your auto and home is a month, whatever. But, I mean, 6 months, but the auto is. But I know this much. They'll check auto for you. Their homeowners are turning into huge, huge savings for so many people. And in many cases, you can take a look at, you know, they've got homeowners, they got flood insurance waiting for you as well, if that's something that's a big deal to you. And yes, you can improve, you can increase the coverage of your home. I had to do that. If you've been with your same company for about 10 years, chances are your house has gone up in value here in Houston. Why not get the entire thing covered with its true value? Don't sit on an old value on your home, because if something happens, you're going to be screwed in terms of what insurance will pay you. Get with my good friends over at Bill Advisor and get the best homeowners insurance and car insurance for the very best price. Text money right now to 232323 and you are on your way to savings.
Squirt, squirt.
ESPN 97.5.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.